Well, just, you couldn't change his mind no matter what. You'd say, he sure is.
No.
Okay. Well, did you ever use something like hard-headed or mule-headed or bumptious or
Yes, I've heard that used lots of times, mule-headed thing.
And a person who's easily offended, you know, whose feelings are hurt very easily.
I get outside the oops. I know. I guess that's said, but I don't.
Would you say something like touches or touchy?
She can't be. Can't say nothing to her. She's too touchy. I reckon that's it.
That's and someone who would like that when you told them something, you'd say they got awfully. Someone did something to someone else, and then they got mad. Yeah. Any other words like that mean that, or is that?
Yeah.
And if a person works all day, you say.
He's hard night.
I'm all.
Wore out.
And then if someone had a good night's sleep and he might get up the next day and he say, now I'm.
Well, I know that was experience. Yesterday I felt so bad I couldn't hardly hold my head up. I slept good last night and I got up this morning and felt better. I felt pretty good all day.
Oh, that's swell.
But if I don't sleep good, I ain't no count. I don't want to sleep in daytime. I don't never did lay down in the daytime in all my life. I told them I had all. After I left here, I had a long time to lay, and I didn't want to lay while I was here.
That's really amazing, though, that you don't take many naps during the daytime. It really is.
I nap laying on this old chair. I've got one in the house, and I sit in here all the time, a rocking chair, and I nap sometimes on them.
What time do you get up in the morning usually?
Oh, from 7. Something like 7:30.
And what time do you go to bed at night?
Well, just 1 to 1. Sometimes it's night before last it wasn't dark, and last night it was 10 o'clock and I slept good. And night before last I laid too long.
And what time did you get up this morning?
I got up half past 7.
And you didn't go to bed till 10 o'clock last night and you got up at 7 this morning?
Yeah, we had company last night, and it was 10 o'clock, clock struck 10 when I went.
Did you feel better last night?
Yeah, felt better.
Before you went to bed?
Yeah, I felt a little better before I went to bed. I slept, you went right off to sleep.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And didn't wake up till 2 o'clock.
Well, that's wonderful.
Ain't nothing hurts me at all. I don't have no pain. The doctor asked me about the rheumatism and arthritis and one thing or another, said he didn't know how in the world said that beat anything. I told him no, and he saw my arm, that knot on my arm. He asked me what caused that, if I didn't have arthritis, and I told him not that I know it of. I told him it didn't hurt if I did. And he said, do you ever have your arm, hand, wrist broken? I told him no. And he said, well, don't you have no idea what caused that? Sometimes it's big and tis. And I told him, well, I sewed a lot with my hands, and I thought that was it, the way you bent your hands, you know, sew. And he says, well, I guess you're right. He says, I never thought of that. And he says, well, he says, I'm glad it's no worse than it is. And I told him that there'd been a lot of people told me I ought to go and have it, a doctor see, and maybe there's. And he said, and I said, I'd advise you now. I had my hip broke once. 21 years will be in next November. I broke my hip, and I had hip got a pin.